Mine was a blue world until you came along.
Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
So I heard that a lot of the listeners want to hear about coffee culture.
嗯哼，是的，那个网易云音乐上有粉丝留言想了解咖啡文化。
So today we thought we would go in detail and talk about the West's coffee culture.
首先呢 Sila, 我想问一下你自己日常喝咖啡的一个频率。
I normally drink one coffee a day and sometimes two.
就是 Sila 有的时候跟我早上视频聊天的时候呢我看到他会自己冲咖啡哈。
Yes, I normally make coffee first thing in the morning when I wake up, and if I need more energy or if I am meeting someone at a cafe, then maybe I will have an afternoon cup.
其实就跟我们喝茶一样呗，就是早上起来 make tea, 然后也是 first thing in the morning. 这个是用来 to refresh yourself, 提神醒脑的，对吧？
Exactly. But I will never have a cup of coffee after 3 p.m. unless I know I need to stay up late that night.
很多中国人喝茶也是这样，你知道吧？就是下午三点之后不喝茶。除非呢是当天晚上需要 stay up late, 需要熬夜的话。
Exactly, you don't want to keep yourself up.
Yeah. 哎，那你一天喝两杯咖啡，对吧？然后那你周围人喝咖啡的频率跟你差不多吗？
I would say my dad probably drinks the most coffee of anyone I know. He always drinks at least 2 cups every day, sometimes even 3 or 4.
哦，也就是说基本都是一两杯，对吧？或者说两三杯这样子。
Yeah, 1 to 2 cups a day is pretty normal.
其实我特别想了解这个咖啡的种类。
There are many different types of coffee.
对，你知道，你看这个中国茶呢，有六大茶类，对吧？红茶、绿茶、白茶、黑茶、黄茶、乌龙茶，或者说清茶。那每一类茶下面根据产地啊、材料啊以及制作工艺的不同呢，会分为不同的茶。比如说绿茶有这个太平猴魁啊、新芽毛尖啊、碧螺春啊、龙井啊等等。对吧？然后红茶呢，有金骏眉啊、滇红啊，很多很多，对不对？ Mm-hmm. 那么咖啡也这样吧。
Yes, exactly. There are many types of tea that is grown differently or packaged differently, and coffee is very similar.
Very similar. 那咖啡也是有这么多的分类吗？或者说咖啡是怎么分类的呢？
Yeah, you divide it into types of coffee beans.
也就是根据咖啡豆来分的。那分为哪几种呢？
There are 4 main types of coffee beans. The most common is Arabica.
Arabica, 就是阿拉比卡咖啡豆，这个我经常见到。
This is the most common and about 60% of the world's coffee.
这个 Arabica, 阿拉比卡咖啡呢，这个是最常用的 ,most common, 这个世界上 60% 的这个咖啡都是阿拉比卡咖啡豆做成的。
Yes, and then there's Robusta.
Robusta, 罗布斯塔咖啡豆。
Then there's Liberica.
Liberica, 就是赖比瑞亚咖啡豆。
And then there's Excelsa.
Excelsa, 就是前三种好像是这个最最最常见的，然后最后一种稍微少一点，对吧？
Exactly, I don't think I have ever bought the last one.
Arabica 是最常见的哈。
Yes, that is the most common and what you'll see at most stores.
很多大部分的这个咖啡商店呢，你要去买这个咖啡豆的话，可能看到最多的就是这个 Arabica. 其实主要就是这个产地不同，对吗？
Yes, mostly it is the coffee beans are roasted or produced differently.
在西方你们最贵的咖啡是哪一种呢？
The most expensive types of coffee are the ones that have the most ingredients, take the longest to make, and use the most machines.
理解。这个最贵的呢，一定是那种用了最多的 ingredients, 原料啊，然后 take the longest to make, 就是花的时间，制作时间最长啊，以及 use the most machines. 是不是跟茶叶一样，贵贱也是要看这个咖啡豆的产地呢？比如说要有核心产区什么之类的。
Yeah, it depends on where the coffee beans are from and where you are drinking it.
还有什么其他的评判标准吗？
The more sugar or special milk or special coffee you have, the more expensive it is.
哎，你知道吗？我刚工作那会儿哈，我的那个美国老板让我帮他买咖啡，然后嘱咐我说要那个 espresso， 那个贵，他说，然后而且好。后来呢，他还在办公室里面添置了一个 espresso machine， 就是那种浓缩咖啡机，真的超级贵哦。
Yes, anything with espresso is much more expensive, but it's much higher quality coffee.
哦，也就是说咖啡里面只要是带了这个 espresso 这个词儿的，一般都是比较贵的哈。比如呢
？For example, a cappuccino.
Cappuccino, 这个大家都知道，卡布奇诺。
Or a latte macchiato.
Lucky macchiato, 就这个拿铁玛奇朵。哎，说到这个咖啡名字了哈 ，Sila， 我们给大家普及一下最常见的这些咖啡名字用英文怎么说吧？比如说这个卡布奇诺呀、拿铁呀、美式啊，好不好
？Yeah, there are so many types of coffee. Everyone can find the type that they like.
Yeah.
So there's espresso, which we already talked about.
叫做 espresso, 对吧?
This is 1 ounce of very concentrated strong coffee.
就是浓缩咖啡 highly concentrated coffee.
And then there is just black coffee.
第二种常见的呢叫做 black coffee, 就是黑咖啡，就是不加牛奶和糖的这种咖啡，对吧？
It is brewed with no added flavors, sugar, or milk.
也叫做清咖啡 black coffee.
Yeah. And then there is a cappuccino.
Cappuccino, 卡布奇诺。这个 cappuccino 里面都有什么呢？
You can put chocolate, foamed milk, steamed milk, and espresso.
就这个 foamed milk, 就是有泡沫牛奶，对吧？然后还有这个 chocolates,以及 steamed milk,蒸牛奶就是热牛奶，或者说这个 espresso， 那一看到这个含有 espresso 就知道是贵的咖啡了，是吧？还有别的吗
yes. ？And then also they will add syrup, but it depends on what kind of cappuccino you want to buy.
Syrup 就是糖浆，有的时候里面也会放糖哈。这个是 cappuccino。第四种拿铁
latte.And this type of drink has foam, steamed milk, espresso, and syrup.
这个就是比这个 cappuccino 少了这个 chocolate.
And you can have many types of lattes. You can have vanilla latte, or hazelnut latte, or caramel latte. You can change the flavor.
Different flavors.那还有一种是经常见的是冰咖啡，这个用英文怎么说
？This is iced coffee.
Iced coffee 非常简单哈 ，iced coffee 这里面都有啥呀
？This just has milk, ice, espresso, and a syrup.
也有 espresso， 所以也是贵的哈。然后还有这个 syrup 糖浆。
Yes. Yes. This is most common what maybe young people will buy when they go to a cafe.
然后就是好像这几年流行起来的另外一种咖啡叫做星冰乐，是不是？就是那种调和咖啡。
Yeah, this is a frappuccino or a blended coffee.
你可以叫它 frappuccino, 就是星冰乐，也可以把它叫做 blended coffee, 就是调和咖啡。那它为什么叫 blended coffee? 它是怎么做出来的呢？
Yeah, it is iced coffee that is put in a blender.
就是把这个冰咖啡放到 blender, 搅拌机里面，然后 blend 一下，就变成了这个 blended coffee, 叫做 frappuccino, 星冰乐哈。哎，那还有一种是冷萃咖啡，对吧？
A cold brew.
Cold brew, 这个是怎么做的呀
？This is just black coffee that is steeped for a long time. It sits and brews by itself for a long time.
Cold brew, 冷萃咖啡。那还有一种是经常听到的美式咖啡。
Americano.
Americano, Americano, 美式咖啡。这个很简单做起来是吧
Yeah, this is very simple. It's just hot water and espresso. But as you might guess, this is very strong coffee.
这个味道也好还是怎么样好非常 strong coffee. Americano. 那最后一种呢是黑糖玛奇朵。
A macchiato.
Macchiato, macchiato.
Yes, this one is steamed milk and espresso.
就是 steamed milk, 就是这种 蒸牛奶或者热牛奶和这个 espresso 在一起做出来的，叫做黑糖玛奇朵 macchiato。 那我们再把这九种最常见的咖啡呢再说一遍它的英文名字好不好？
OK，
好，第一种
espresso，
espresso 浓缩咖啡
espresso。
嗯哼，第二种呢是
black coffee，
black coffee 黑咖啡，
black coffee。
嗯，第三种
cappuccino，
卡布奇诺
cappuccino。
嗯， cappuccino。 第四种
latte，
latte 拿铁
latte，
latte
iced coffee，
iced coffee 冰咖啡
iced coffee。
嗯，第六种
blended coffee or frappuccino。
嗯，调和咖啡或者说星冰乐叫做 blended coffee 或者说 frappuccino、
mm-hmm. frappuccino、
嗯、frappuccino。 第七种
cold brew，
cold brew 冷萃咖啡、
mm-hmm. yes cold brew。
第八种
americano，
americano 美式咖啡
americano。
最后一种
macchiato，
macchiato 黑糖玛奇朵
macchiato，
macchiato。好，那今天的咖啡文化呢，我们就聊到这里。
Thank you for listening and feel free to comment, ask questions, like and share it with your friends.
Okay, until next time, this is Pin Pin.
And this is Sayla.
Bye! I know it's gonna burn.